And on the line now, so I'm going straight over and talk to Geraldine Fleming. Hello, Geraldine, how are you?
Hi, you know.
Can you hear me
doing?
Okay? Great. Always had a great... what's it like over there today, by the way?
Windy, very windy.
Windy, okay.
I'm in a glass house at the moment, so it's rattling a bit, I think.
Okay, no trees falling down or anything like that. Okay, this subject always fascinated me, beekeeping, but congratulations on the award. Give us a background to that.
Yeah, we were really pleasantly surprised. Between Ashtown Wall Garden and Aras and Uachtaráin, we won 6 prizes last year, so that was really good. In South Tipperary, we won first prize in the novice and second prize in the novice of just 1 jar of honey, and third prize in the supreme run honey. And then in the Royal County Beekeepers in Meath, we won first prize for the gift class. So not too bad for our first time out, you know.
And is it your first time out? How long has it been going on up there in the Phoenix Park?
Well, I suppose it came about from a conversation with Michael Gleeson, who's the secretary of the Federation of Irish Beekeepers Associations, and John McCullen, who was the chief park superintendent here in the Phoenix Park. Mm-hmm. And that was in 2011. And so we got 2 hives in Ashtown in the visitor centre, and we got 3 hives in Aras and Uachtaráin. So from 2011, kind of in the summer, and then really the first real year was 2012, and we got our first honey crop then in September 2012.
So you're not joking when you say you're really novices.
Oh, really novices.
Really novices, yeah. Okay, yeah. And the whole criteria and procedure of getting involved, is it very expensive and long to set up? Does it take long to set up?
No, you know, the association's really good. We have each one of us would have like a mentor that helps us out. So I think anyone who's interested in beekeeping should join the association first and maybe go through a couple of months without buying anything, because the mentoring then would give you an idea. It's like there's an initial cost of buying your hives and all the equipment and that. But after that, then, once you look after your bees, you would feed them a couple of times a year. You would have to treat them for varroa a couple of times a year and replace foundation that the bees actually make their comb that they store the honey in. But, you know, after the initial outlay, it's not really that expensive. And the association themselves then would allow you to, you know, you have use of equipment and that you would need. So...
Okay, would they be doing
it? Yeah.
Yeah, would they be doing it on site in the park?
There's actually there'll be, I think, a couple of demonstrations in Ashtown, and then the Botanic Gardens have a couple of hives as well with Joan. It's down in the wall garden, in the vegetable garden.
Okay.
So there will be a couple of demonstrations coming up, and you can go down and the actual hives that are in Ashtown have a purpose-built kind of, you know, window where you can look in, so you're not in any danger really of being stung. So it's purpose-built.
Okay, I must say that you're one of the gardeners in the Botanic Gardens yourself, as well as the Phoenix Park, aren't you?
No, Joan is the gardener.
Oh, Joan.
Yeah, in the Botanic Gardens.
It's just I love the Phoenix Park, but I have to say that for sort of an intimate. Seclusion, if I can put the word like that, when you want to go for a walk and you really want to feel, for some peculiar reason, there's different parts in around the Botanic Gardens. It was really terrific, and sit down and have a read, it's great. Phoenix Park is great as well, don't get me wrong, but it's not, the Botanic is not as active as, you know.
Yeah, well, that's it. You don't have people, I suppose, cycling or running. It's much quieter kind of space, isn't it?
It's really, really great. Okay, well, this looks like it's going to take off, and the demonstrations. So is this to get people more interested in beekeeping?
Yeah, well, I think the OPW, I mean, we've such a, I suppose, a commitment to biodiversity in the park here and maintaining that it kind of goes hand in hand that... you know, if you can get more people keeping bees, it helps with pollination. I mean, it's huge. The honeybee is a huge pollinator of all the trees, you know. So even if we're keeping bees, it's not like they're down in around the flowers. They're more likely up in the trees. So you don't really see them as much as the bumblebees that an awful lot of people kind of associate as being a bee, you know. So, yeah, it is to encourage people, really, and to, you know, let people see... you know, the influence that bees have, I suppose, and the benefits, really,
okay.
You know.
Well, I know you're a novice, so I don't know if you knew much about bees before you got involved with it. Did you? Did you know much about bees?
No, I didn't really.
I was just going to ask you, like, is there peculiar Irish bees? Are they like birds? Can they come and travel from country to country, migrate and all that sort of thing? Or is are they specific to just the country itself?
Yeah. The Irish honeybee is the bees that I suppose most members like to use and to build their hives on. There are lots of other kinds of, like, European bees, African bees, and but I think most people are committed to the Irish bee, you know, which makes sense, really, doesn't it? Because, I mean, it has evolved over thousands of years to be here, so... there were some kind of, you know, breeding where you would cross an Irish bee with an African bee, but they, you know, I think the commitment is really just to keep the Irish bee going,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but what I mean is they don't travel themselves. They'd have to be imported. They couldn't fly that far, could they? A bee itself?
Exactly. No, they couldn't.
Okay.
No. They would have to be brought in.
No, the reason I'm asking that is because I'm just saying, last good question. How do you judge a competition like this?
No, I'm very novice at that.
Okay, well, I'll carry it on. It's just that it says it's based on flavour and the clarity and viscosity of it. But
yes,
it says that
right.
The judges have no knowledge of where the honey originated. But I'd be smart and say, well, it came from the bee.
Yeah, I know. Oh, this is good, yeah. And I think particularly where the bee lives.
Yes, yeah. I just found that funny when one of the judges would actually say, "Where does the honey come from?"
I know, yeah.
You must be more of a novice. You must be more of a novice than I am.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was nice to put the honey into a show because you get an idea of the quality of it, and they have particular tastes. Like if it's heather honey, or if it's rapeseed honey, it all has its own particular quality. So it was nice to put a couple of jars into a show, and then you can kind of gauge, I suppose, the quality of it. And I think our honey had a lot of lime in it, which would be, you know, be a lot of lime grown in the park, and horse chestnut. But it's just amazing to think that people can actually identify the different flavors, you know, and that's a long time down the road now before I could do anything like that.
Okay, and as the time goes on, and there's more and more produced, and obviously I think that it's becoming very popular with people as well. What actually happens to the honey? Is it sold or just given to the people? What happens to it?
The honey here goes up to the house up at Arsenault. So the president has that for his porridge in the morning.
Oh, I see.
And for baking and cooking and that. And then the honey over at Ashtown Visitor Centre, I think eventually will be, depending on the production, would be sold at the cafe, because there's a cafe up at the visitor centre. So as far as I know, that's the plans for the honey there.
I don't know. For instance, when something like this is going on, lots of stuff goes on under the radar for a lot of people. A lot of people doing great work, and this is an added incentive that you have up there in the Phoenix Park. But when you get so many awards coming forward, does it change things for you, or does it make it bigger for you for the future? Something that you have to reach. It's something that you have to reach for.
Yeah, it's one of those, I think, kind of subjects that the more you know, the more you realise you don't know. Mm-hmm. So, I think the next plan is that most of the people who are involved in the beekeeping here will look to do their intermediate, which is the next stage. We just did the preliminary exams and that in the course, so that's the next stage. And it makes sense, really, you know, to just keep finding out a little bit more and, you know, any way that you can kind of just help the bees and not be kind of messing with them too much and killing them, you know.
Otherwise,
the novices that we are.
Yeah, otherwise when the judge says, where's the homie come from, you could say Tesco or something like that.
Just run up and get it,
listen, tell us about some of the demonstrations that's going to be going on.
Right, well, there's a demonstration actually in the visitor centre in Ashtown next Saturday. Now, that's on the garden, on the Victorian wall garden there. Mm-hmm. So that starts at 10:30. I'm not sure whether, you see, there's not much happening with the bees at the moment. They're hibernating, so they're just sitting tight and keeping warm. But I, as far as I know, there'll be honey, there'll be beekeeping demonstrations in the summer when, you know, the bees are more active and it's nicer to be standing around and that. But there's a chat on now next Saturday in the wall garden there.
Okay. This was your first venture into beekeeping. Have you become hooked on it in any way, or find that you want to learn more about it?
Oh, definitely. It focuses you. You know, you have to be very kind of relaxed. You have to be calm when you're working with the bees. So it kind of takes you out of your everyday thoughts, because you have to really be, you know, careful and gentle and that. So it's a lovely thing to do. And yeah, you definitely get hooked.
Okay.
Even with the sting.
Okay. Have you been stung?
I have, yeah.
Really?
The master beekeepers would say, just get stung and get it over with, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So, and they're gassed, because a lot of them don't even wear gloves, you know. You're just in awe and amazement. They're just handling the bees and they've no gloves on.
Did they become immune to it or what?
I think they build up an immunity, yeah.
Okay. Because that's the other thing,
I suppose. Anyone who's thinking about beekeeping, just make sure that you're not highly allergic first.
Okay.
And once you're not, well then, you know.
So you'd be involved now with the Federation and all that now, would you? Is that who you're talking about?
I suppose for me it would be the North Fingal Association, which is up around Swords. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks after North Dublin, so... Yeah, it's important to be in a federation, because they really, you know, are your guidance in that. And, well, we have our own mentors, but it's just nice to kind of network with people then. And, you know, there'll be lots of other, I'm sure, beginners and novices there too.
Phoenix Park, obviously, you have a website. So would it be on the website where the demonstrations are coming up, especially coming into the summer, that people could sort of keep an eye on it and find out about it? Because, as I said, there's an awful lot of people now interested in this.
Yeah. And I think there's about, you know, over 2,000 beekeepers in Ireland, which you wouldn't think, you know, but it's definitely on the increase, yeah, definitely, I think. And I think as well that people were saying that urban beekeeping, because there's such a variety of trees and, you know, all your street trees, all your local parks, there is a lot of trees available, you know, even in urban areas. So, you know, I think the latest thing I heard is Santry Community Garden now are putting bees in this year. That's up at Santry Woods. So,
yes, yeah.
You know, it's definitely on the increase, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, congratulations. Can you give us the website and people can check up on when it's all there?
As far as I know, let me see. It would be, you would definitely get it in phoenixpark.ie or okay. OPW. Yeah.
Okay, and then people can check up on the demo. Listen, congratulations to yourself. And keep wearing the gloves, though.
Yeah, and the veil.
And the veil, yeah.
I'm not there yet, yeah.
Okay, listen, congratulations yourself and all the team.
Thanks,
I'm sure there's a team involved. Thanks very much.
Thanks
I'll talk to you again, hopefully. See you. Bye. Bye. Bye.